This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chukwu. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said the people of Jammu and Kashmir want peace, better future for their children. Addressing an elections rally in Jammu, he said the huge voting in the last two phases of assembly elections is a testimony to this. The Prime Minister recalled that it was on this day in 2016, India resorted to surgical strike against Pakistan. Polling in Jammu and Kashmir in the final phase will be held on Tuesday for the 40 assembly seats. In Jammu and Kashmir, campaigning for the third phase of assembly elections is in full swing as political parties are busy in attracting the voters in their favour. The Samba assembly constituency will also go to poll in this phase. The Congress today released its detailed election manifesto in Chandigarh, in which it has promised free treatment up to 25 lakh and 2,000 rupees per month to women. Apart from this, it has also promised to provide water to Haryana from the Sutlej Yamuna Link Canal. Today, an elaborate 40-page election manifesto was released in the Chandigarh Congress Party office. The chairperson of the election manifesto, Geeta Bhukkal, said that the party has made comprehensive arrangements for better education and health in the manifesto. On the other hand, the state's acting chief minister, Nayab Singh Saini, in a social media post, criticized the Congress manifesto. He said the change of land using gang has looted the farmers' land for 10 years to benefit builders. Earlier, the Congress had given 7 guarantees for Haryana in its manifesto, which was released by Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge in the name of 7 promises in New Delhi. Polling in Haryana for the 90 assembly seats will be held on the 5th of October. President Draupadi Murmu has said that speaking the truth makes the legal fraternity more powerful. While addressing the 21st convocation of the NALSAR University in Hyderabad, President Murmu underlined the need to work for social justice to the marginalized sections. She appreciated girl students for better performance and called to work for women's empowerment. Expressing concern over atrocities against women, she said that everyone should work together against atrocities. Students should work to achieve national goals, the president added. The president gave away gold medals to the students who achieved excellence in academics. India has hit back at Pakistan Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif's reference to Jammu and Kashmir at the UN General Assembly. In the reply to his speech, India said that a country run by the military with a global reputation for terrorism, narcotics, trade and transnational crime has had the audacity to attack the world's largest democracy. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today chaired the BIMSTEC informal foreign ministers meeting in New York in preparation for the upcoming BIMSTEC Leaders Summit. He said in a social media post that he took stock of India's close cooperation in health, food security, trade, investment, economy and energy. The External Affairs Minister will address a high-level session of the 79th United Nations General Assembly in New York today. The theme for the general debate is Leaving No One Behind, Acting Together for the Advancement of Peace, Sustainable Development and Human Dignity for Present and Future Generations. The Mumbai police have issued a high alert for the financial capital following a warning from central intelligence agencies about a potential terrorist attack. Security measures have been enhanced in crowded areas and religious sites as well as sensitive locations. In light of the upcoming Navratri celebrations, security has been heightened at popular temples, including Siddhi Vinayak Temple, and additional personnel have been deployed. Security protocols have been established for devotees visiting these sites. The nation is remembering the Nightingale of India, Lata Mangeshkar, on her 95th birth anniversary today. Born on 28th of September 1929, for decades, the legendary singer mesmerized millions with her soul-stirring melodies that have become timeless classics. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.